How much are we spending?
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
Good morning. From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Steve Chiotakis. Thanks for being with us this morning. A little more than half an hour, we'll get the Commerce Department's July retail report. Analysts expect to see a modest increase. Its latest look is likely to show impact from the popular Cash for Clunkers government rebate program. Car sales have gotten a big boost, and that could continue into this month because the program's been extended. We got word in the past few minutes that Walmart sales were down a touch, 1.2% in the second quarter. The discount retailer said profits were hit by a strong U.S. dollar, lowering the value of its international business. Wall Street was expecting slightly higher sales. Kohl's reported a 3% dip in its profit for its second quarter. And big names in the food industry are calling on the Secretary of Agriculture, Tom Vilsack, to help with a pending sugar shortage. Tamara Keith has more.
Krispy Kreme, Hershey, and the American Bakers Association want to make sure we can all keep getting sugar highs without paying higher prices. Nearly two dozen names in the food and candy business are warning of dire consequences if the U.S. doesn't increase sugar import quotas. In a letter sent to the agriculture secretary, they say consumers will pay more and manufacturing jobs will be at risk without prompt action. Sugar prices are at record highs around the world, thanks to a combination of weather problems, ethanol production, and commodity speculation. The letter complains restrictive import quotas are creating a sugar shortage in the U.S. But the Wall Street Journal reports American cane and sugar beet farmers are pushing back, saying increasing imports will only hurt them and likely won't help consumers. In Washington, I'm Tamara Keith for Marketplace.
Over in Europe, the two biggest economies there reported some economic growth today. Germany and France reported each of their GDP rose 0.3% in the last quarter. Reporter Brett Neely is in Berlin, and he joins us this morning with the latest. Hi, Brett.
Morning, Steve.
So, was this expected?
No, not at all. Most economists were really surprised by the numbers. They weren't expecting growth to resume until sometime in the middle of next year. But there have been a number of positive reports in the past couple of weeks. You know, exports have been way up, and business confidence is on the rise again, too. So, it's not a complete surprise.
What happened, Brett? How did things bounce back so quickly?
Well, I'm sure that German Chancellor Angela Merkel and French President Sarkozy are going to take as much credit as they can. Both countries put large stimulus plans into effect, a lot of infrastructure spending, you know, roads, bridges, that sort of thing. Both countries also did cash for clunkers, especially here in Germany, which was the first country to do that. And that was an enormously popular program. I mean, the German government wound up spending about $7 billion to help a lot of people buy new cars. The funny thing is, of course, is that earlier this year, the U.S. and other countries were criticizing Germany for not spending enough money on its stimulus program. But I guess today's numbers are probably going to end that debate.
So is it time to party then, Brett? Time to break out all the champagne?
Well, if I were Chancellor Angela Merkel, I would definitely want something fizzy. She is running for re-election. The election is at the end of next month, and she's certainly going to say that today's data vindicates her cautious approach to the crisis. But the thing is that if I were a regular German, I don't know if I would party, because credit is still pretty tight. Business bankruptcies are actually on the rise. And most economists, admittedly the same people who thought that the economy was still going to shrink, are saying that unemployment's probably going to rise up until next year. So the real worry is, like in the U.S., is that this will wind up being kind of a jobless recovery.
All right. Reporter Brett Neely joining us from Berlin. Brett, thanks.
Thank you, Steve.
And that positive reading from Germany and France is helping lift today's Eurozone GDP report. The economy in countries that use the euro currency shrank in the last quarter, but only by 0.1%. But European shares are higher right now. The German DAX is up more than 1.5%, and up for Paris and Frankfurt and London, too, as I mentioned. Asian markets were up today. Japanese shares added about 0.75%. Wall Street yesterday, the S&P topped 1,000 again, up 1%. The Dow added 120 points to close at 93.61. Question. What do you make of Twitter? Time waster or indispensable networking and news tool? A new study by a marketing and business intelligence company out of Texas says both. Pair Analytics looked at the Twitter stream every half hour from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. over the course of 10 days. The firm found about 38% were conversational, sort of like instant messages. More than 40% were classified as pointless babble. Pair defined this by tweets that say something like, "I'm eating a sandwich now."
American Public Media presents the Marketplace Whiteboard, videos unwrapping the basics of the financial crisis. You can watch them anytime at marketplace.org.
Today, China said it may challenge that big World Trade Organization decision that came down. Yesterday, the WTO cited the country for improperly limiting trade in foreign movies, music, and books. The United States charged China was violating free trade rules by forcing importers to route business through Chinese state-owned companies. Beijing insists it does not mess with imports. During the housing boom, home builders put defective drywall in homes in 23 states. There's a new bill in the Senate that might make it easier to prosecute those in China. It's been under a jurisdictional nightmare. From Miami, Marketplace's Dan Gretsch reports.
Under current law, it's expensive and time-consuming to establish jurisdiction when suing a foreign manufacturer. So in many cases, lawsuits are filed against the U.S. distributors instead. Professor Louise Ellen Teitz is with the Roger Williams University School of Law.
There's the home builder and all these other domestic parties, and they're the ones who get stuck.
The Senate bill would make it faster and easier to bring foreign companies before an American court. Tom Gowan is an attorney who specializes in international product liability claims.
You've had the lead paint on toys, you had the Chinese drywall situation now, and you know that it's going to keep happening just because of the volume of commerce that's being done.
Gowan says imports to the U.S. have doubled in recent years, and they're expected to double again. In Miami, I'm Dan Gretsch for Marketplace.
And I'm Steve Chiatakis. Have a great day.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
"What is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?"
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.